We're delighted that it's now come into play because it was a bit sort of touch and go whether they was going to go ahead with it. No, we are. We're delighted that this is now taking place. And it's basically mirrored what we've already got in place here, and that is what we was aiming for. We're pretty much happy with it.
Now these drugs and their use and their fatal consequences know no borders. The UK and Ireland now have a ban. Will you be continuing the campaign to see that ban extended elsewhere?
Yes, I mean, we're going to look at the sort of the European Union and I think, you know, sort of try to edge towards a blanket ban throughout Europe, as in internet sales and things like that, that if you're country has it banned, then no other country can send it into you. But we're also going to be doing a lot of sort of awareness and education, because obviously if we can get to the youngsters before they start experimenting with things like this, then, you know, hopefully they can go in fully armed with the information.
And we can't rest on our laurels, can we? Because, you know, they can still be obtained if you so wanted to. So really, education is the key to show the actual dangers of this, because ironically, it could sort of go off the agenda once the ban is in place across the UK and Ireland.
Yeah, education is definitely going to be at the sort of the forefront of making this work, because as you say, you know, even drugs that have been banned 20, 30, 40 years, we're still able to get hold of them one way or another. And psychoactive substances aren't going to be any different. People will still be able to get hold of them if they really want to. What the ban has done is just made it that bit more difficult for them.